Chapter 3. Once the meeting was set, Jeff headed back to his car, not because he had anywhere to go, but because he needed to take a deep breath and calm down. As soon as he reached his car, he checked his messages and then called his assistant, Marjorie, back in Chicago. "Anything important going on?" he asked her.
"Just the same old stuff. How's it going there?" she asked.
"It's interesting," Jeff responded, not sure what to say about what he'd seen so far. "It's really too soon to tell."
"I think people are wondering why you bothered to go to Cleveland at all," Marjorie said carefully.
"What do you mean?" Jeff asked. He knew what she meant, but he wanted to know what she'd heard.
"I overheard Anna this morning telling some people that closing the Cleveland plant was all but a done deal. She said you must have gone out there just to say goodbye to your granddad's old stomping ground."
"She said that, did she?" Jeff sighed. Anna was their chief information officer, CIO, and she had been up front from the beginning that she agreed with the board about closing down the plant. Jeff got the feeling she also agreed with the board about the idea of bringing in someone from outside the family, someone who at least had some consumer product experience to head the company. He could tell already it was going to take some serious convincing to get Anna on his side and to buy into his vision for the company. But first things first, he had to figure out what that vision was, and that started with deciding what to do about the plant in Cleveland.
"Well, thanks for letting me know," Jeff said, deciding to let it go for now.
"I've got a meeting with the entire plant this afternoon, so I'll have my phone off, but I'll check in with you at the end of the day."
"Okay, good luck," Marjorie said,
trying to sound upbeat.
"Thanks, I think I'll need it," Jeff said.
He hung up the phone and just sat there for a while.
"What am I doing?" he wondered. "Why don't I just do what everyone back in Chicago wants me to do and close this place down? After all, they know a lot more about the business than I do. A month ago, I was an executive at a software company, which is a far cry from making toys. And from what I've seen and heard so far in Cleveland, it doesn't seem like the people here care all that much about making this place succeed, so why should I?" Then Jeff thought about what it had felt like to look into that trophy case. Nearly 10 years in which no...